Joining us this morning is Donna McKinney from St. Vincent de Paul Church, the location where they will be having the Sharing Christmas this year. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
So coming up on Christmas Day, what time does that start? Noon is usually the time?
We start serving people at noon, and we go until about 3 o'clock, but we stay there until every person is fed.
And talk about the process for this and any help you need and who volunteers to be a part of this.
Well, we've been planning since September, actually, and soliciting help from all our financial partners who make this possible. We're just the feet to the whole process. But we've ordered all the food. We've sent flyers out to different organizations like Meals on Wheels so that the people that don't get fed there have this resource, and we deliver meals throughout Lorain County, as well as feeding the people that come into our site at the St. Vincent de Paul Church.
So you talk about you have the site where people come for that, but then you're also packing up things and making deliveries, right?
Absolutely. And actually, we do far more deliveries than we do for the people coming into the site.
Donna, how many years have you been doing this, and how did it get started in the first place?
Well, my understanding is that the Salvation Army did it years ago, and as you can expect, families with young children can't be a part of it, so it's always been older people that have done it. And as the people aged out, Salvation Army gave it up, and the priest who was then at St. Vincent de Paul heard about it through some of his parishioners who were volunteers, and he said, no, we can't let this stop. So they took it over, and as their own parishioners again aged out and were saying, oh, we just can't do this anymore, they opened it up to the public, and it has become, it was then organized and made into a nonprofit organization, and they opened it up to all the public, and I drove by one day about 24 years ago and saw a sign on the church saying they needed volunteers. And I called the next day and got on the volunteer list, and then I've been active in it ever since.
I suppose you still need volunteers, right?
Oh, we certainly do. I've been on the phone for the past 3 days with people that have been calling me and saying I'd like to help, and people that return from previous years. I remember one year getting a phone call that one of the first years I was involved, and these people said, well, can we come and eat? We don't know anybody here. They had just moved here in early fall and had no place to go. They couldn't afford to go back to their home state by family, and they came and we fed them. And the next year, in fact, they came down to where I was working and said, we want to sign up to help with this next year. And to this day, that couple has been coming back and coming back.
I'm looking at some details from a previous St. Vincent de Paul newsletter about another previous Sharing Christmas. This one has pictures from 2013 there. I see that besides food, there's also a toy table or something you try to accommodate. Is that still happening?
Yes, we have our own bona fide Santa Claus, and we have gifts that we let the children pick and choose a gift. Those, again, are all donated. Santa Claus sits with them for a bit. We play Christmas carols. There's just always something to do. And your meal is from start to finish. Dessert, beverages are all included. And the same when we deliver out. The only thing you have to provide when we deliver it out is your own beverage. But we've got everything, including for those that we deliver to, we send additional extra fruit that they can enjoy for the following week. And generally, our carry-out plates are so full that they have enough to get them through a couple meals over the weekend.
Well, as those drivers get out there, they probably never know the adventure that's going to await them and the time they take, because they're not just kind of dropping the meals. They're providing a smile, maybe a little companionship.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Time and time again, people come back to say to me, this has been the best Christmas I've ever had. And we had one family several years ago that had brought their teenage children, and they went and delivered some food, and they came to a place where this precious little lady just could barely walk to get to the door for them, and her apartment was rather cluttered, and they had to find a place to be able to set the meal down for her. And they went back out after a few minutes of talking with her and talked in their car, and the mother and two daughters stayed at that lady's house and did some cleanup for her and sat and talked with her while Dad came back to the church with the son and did some other deliveries. But those are the kind of stories. That's what Christmas is about. And until you get out in the community, you don't know what people need. But when you can be there and give and do what needs to be done at the moment, that is the best way to spend Christmas.
If people are interested in helping out and being a part of your Sharing Christmas, how do they go about doing that?
They can call my home, and my phone number is 440-323-7089. I have an answering machine, so leave your name and a phone number. I'll get back to you, and we'll set you up to volunteer for us.
And again, the dinners that you, or the lunchtime, the noontime out, that takes place at St. Vincent de Paul Church on Northridge Road.
That's correct.
If people are being a part of that, what time do you usually have to get there to kind of get everything ready for the noon lunch?
We need volunteers beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, we need people to help wrap up in the afternoon. So it's an ongoing thing. Usually we're out of there by about 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock. We get things pretty much wrapped up and don't have to sweep floors or anything. The wonderful staff at St. Vincent de Paul do the major clean out after we clean up.
And again, this takes place on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And if you want to help out, you can call Donna. Again, her number is 440-323-7089. Donna McKinney joining us, as you are every year, to remind us about the great work of the Sharing Christmas Committee and what you do for folks on Christmas Day. Thanks for sharing a bit of your time this morning. Appreciate it, Donna.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out. Merry Christmas to everybody.